he has this international experience and exposure, though through soccer, but not through politics. And this is the case. A lot of citizens are now becoming wary of the type of politicians that they have, the type of people who lead them. People are now fed up with the game as usual, people being part of the establishment. So George Weah is somebody who is anti-establishment, even though he has been a member of their legislature and then all those. But this came up when he contested the first time and the law. People attributed it to the fact that he didn't have academic qualification, he didn't have political experience. So being part of the legislature exposed him to a little bit of political dynamics. But that still made him to be also anti-establishment compared to the key control who was vice president, who has been part of the system. So he brings to the table the governance process, international exposure that he had through sports, which he has built a lot of relationship with politicians, sportsmen, and several other people. But also being part of the legislature also gave him a lot of experience to be able to understand the political dynamic and how things work in the legislature. So first of all, his demeanor, he's a very calm person. He's very down to earth. He has built connection with the grassroots during his sports days. He's a national hero, a national champion. He has achieved a lot in terms of sports. So if he's going to translate the leadership skills and qualities that he had as a leader, the sole leader of the Liberian team in international tournament, if he's able to translate that to political experience and manage and relate with the people that he's going to govern that way, I think he's going to go a very long way.
Dr. Alidu, however, advised Mr. Weah to be careful about how he manages affairs of his vice president-elect, who is the wife of former President Charles Taylor. He said the issue is delicate and must be handled tactfully.
It's a very delicate balance. The name of Charles Taylor doesn't evoke so much good memories in Liberia. And people know the past relating to him hasn't been very good. And the wife of Charles Taylor may not necessarily be Charles Taylor himself, but at least that bond that exists between them could be managed. If George Weah should be very careful about this kind of relationship and the type of vice president that he has. He can use him and manage, he can use her and manage her very well to his advantage. And if he's not careful, that personality can dominate his governance process and is going to cause him a whole lot of trouble. One, this is somebody who has a lot of affection with some of the remnants, militants and military leaders that have worked with the husband, but has also kept a very bad name for herself and the husband because of those things. But it also complains the little bit of experience that Charles Taylor lacks in coming from that particular angle. So what I'm still also going to say is a very serious challenge that the George Weah government is going to face. One, carrying a very huge dose of popularity and load of hatred in the name of a vice president committed by the husband is one thing that can completely affect the government. But if he's very careful and be able to manage her very well, they can use that same brand to be able to heal Liberia, to be able to build an all-inclusive government that is both appealing to some of the remnants of the rebels that follow Charles Taylor, but also the grassroots support that George Weah is going to bring to the table.
Political scientist Dr. Seydou Alidou.